Brother Daryl Weber's getting ready to come. And, you know, men don't just pick up the phone and call other men and say, "Hey, man, I'm watching you. I appreciate you." But he didn't know it. All the years I pastored in Louisiana, I looked up to him, watched him, followed some of his ways. He's hearing it now for the first time. It's one of the reasons he's here tonight. One of my favorite speakers. I like everybody that's anointed. But if I just got to draw a name, this is always one of them. And we're fixing to hear from a man that knows what it's about to build church, and plant church, and work hard. And if he wants to, he can tell you about some of that stuff. But pastors a wonderful church in Lafayette and Lafayette area, very well known, very well respected. And I want us to give Brother Daryl Weber a great hand right now as he comes to preach to us.
I really do believe we need to give that hand to the one who really is worthy. Can you do that from the bottom of your heart? Depths of your soul. Thank you, Jesus. If you'll grab your Bibles, we're going to Exodus chapter 3 this evening. Exodus chapter 3. Is where we're going to begin. And as you're looking for that, I do want to give honor to your district superintendent, Brother Flowers. I just met him for the first time tonight, and what an excellent spirit he has. I feel vision when I talk to him. I feel passion for this district when I speak to him. And your secretary, Brother Holly, I give him honor. To the wonderful district board, when I began to look at the men on this leadership team, you've got a dream team leading this district. It's like you're just going to waltz through the end times with great outpouring. Ain't no devil can come against you and have any victory when you're led by men like this. And then your district men's director, Brother Hathcock. What an excellent spirit he has. I'm so thankful for Brother Hathcock. Thank you, Brother Wells, for your ministry tonight and the wonderful labor you provide on the men's ministry team. Everything tonight has been so beautiful. We feel so welcome in this place. I see you have made it here, and you walked into a beautiful edifice. A beautiful presence of God is already waiting on you. We're so thankful for that. To all of the pastors here tonight, Brother Graham, we look forward to hearing you this next several days. Brother Enzi, good friend, good to see him. Brother Stanley, good to see you in Texas. Just moved over here from Louisiana. Got over there and got saved, and the Lord blessed him, and he came back here to spread salvation amongst the Texans. To all of my apostolic brothers here tonight, I greet you from the land that flows with crawfish and gumbo. We're glad to see you here in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I would trade you a pound of crawfish, but you'd have to give me 5 pounds of brisket. That's a good deal right there. Exodus chapter 3. What an honor it is to be here, and I give my pastor honor. Thank you for the privilege, the great men that lead this district. So many great preachers among us tonight that, my goodness, what a privilege it is to be here. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and says, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." If you'll give me 25 minutes tonight, I think the Holy Ghost wants to catch a ride on Brother Wells' message and take us a little farther here. I really do believe that in this house, God is fixing to show himself in a powerful way. I think there are miracles that we need. And there's no coincidence that we're in His presence, the only one that can meet those needs. He's going to supply miracles in this house tonight. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, if you've never spoken in tongues tonight, I honestly do believe. I'm not sure about other places, but I know right here tonight you can receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive that wonderful experience before you walk out of this room. I want to preach on this subject just for a few moments tonight. God is in this place. I want you to think about that. I know you're waiting on something profound and deep, but I couldn't say anything more deep than that. God is in this place. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to convince them by telling them that right now. And you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. God is in this place. Let me try it over here. God is in this place. Praise God. Moses wasn't used to seeing a burning bush every day. And as a matter of fact, he had never seen one like this before. If he had seen a bush on fire, he certainly had never seen a bush that was burning but not consumed. This passage of Scripture lets us know that what especially attracted the attention of Moses was the fact that there was something supernatural that was taking place within that bush, because it burned, but it was not consumed. He was not used to seeing that. He was not used to seeing the sight of a burning, unconsumed bush. I think maybe if he had been accustomed to its view and its fashion and its form, and if this had been something he had been happened to see many times before in his life, and maybe there would have been less excitement and maybe been less attracted to this burning bush than he was. But it was an unfamiliar sight with him, and it captured his attention. When he went up to the bush to investigate what was going on, God spoke to him, the Bible says, from the midst of that bush, and says, "Moses, Moses." And when God called his name, I guess Moses really did believe that he was hearing his name called, because he answered. He says, "Here am I." And God said, "Don't get too close to this bush. I want you to take your shoes off, because the place where thou standest is holy ground." You're standing, Moses, you're standing on holy ground. And I'm not sure if it was necessary for Moses to take his shoes off in order for God to talk to him. As a matter of fact, God was already talking to him while Moses still had his shoes on. So it must have been possible for God to communicate with Moses at the burning bush, even with his shoes on. There was not something supernatural about the ground, or something about the shoes that was disrespectful to God, which caused God to tell Moses to take off his shoes. If that was the case, every time we came to the house of God, we'd take our shoes off. And I do see some that do that. Amen. But there would have been something in God's word to tell us to remove our shoes if the wearing of shoes hindered the work of the Spirit of God. It was not Moses' shoes, but God was trying to get Moses to recognize that this was a holy place, and that God was present, and that He was there to do a special work. God was trying to get Moses in the right frame of mind. He was trying to get Moses to say, "Something special is happening in this place. This is not an ordinary place, and this is not an ordinary time, but God is in this place, and something is about to transpire that is unusual and supernatural." God was trying to get Moses in the frame of mind so he would be ready to receive. Amen. Everything that God wanted to give him, that God wanted to do, and what God wanted to say. I don't think the presence of the Lord at the burning bush is any more real than the presence of God in this room tonight. I don't think the power of God at the burning bush was any greater than the power of God that's in this room right now. I don't think God went to the burning bush to do anything He's not willing to do right here, right now. I believe right here in this house, right here between these four walls, right here in Mesquite, Texas, the great God who has made all things, has all power, He has come to this place. And if you could get a grasp on that, that God is in this place, I believe He's here. I believe He's among us. I believe He's ready. I believe He's able. I believe He's willing. Hallelujah. God is in this place to do a mighty and a special work. Somebody give God praise. Somebody say, I believe and I expect and I receive, Lord, what You want to do tonight. But Moses had not gone to the burning bush quite as many times as most of us have been to the house of God. Moses came to the bush, and when God began to talk to him, I believe his legs started trembling. I got a feeling there was a nervousness in Moses. I've got a feeling there was an anticipation of the moment. Moses was thinking, this is something. Something is about to transpire. God is here. God is talking to me. God's Spirit is moving in this area. This is unusual. This is special. This is an anointed time. And this is an anointed place. And because Moses had never been there, and because Moses had never experienced that, and because Moses had never witnessed what he was witnessing, he had a frame of mind of anticipation. He had a frame of mind that something mighty is about to happen. Something wonderful, something glorious is about to take place. But if Moses had been to the burning bush two or three times a week, he would have been tempted to not be as excited on that day at the burning bush. Somehow tonight, I want to communicate to you that God is in this house. God is in this place. And God is able. He is a miracle worker. He is the healer of the mind, the body, and the soul. He is a deliverer of every bondage. He has the answer to every problem. And He is in this place. I don't know what frame of mind you walked in here with, but if you could get an expectation in this house right now, He is in this place to do what only He can do amongst His people. Hallelujah. Somebody clap your hands. God is in this place. God is in this place. I wonder what He's going to do. I wonder what's going to happen. God! Our problem as humans is we become accustomed to things. We meander into the house sometimes, just like we've done dozens of times before. Maybe even hundreds of times before, to a place of worship. We just came to another apostolic service. I wish to God I could blank out every other service you've ever been to, and we could take on the same feeling of anticipation that Moses had at the burning bush. I don't believe the ground around the burning bush was any more holy than the ground upon which this building sits tonight. This is holy ground. This is glorious ground. This is precious terra firma. I don't believe the power and the presence of God was any more real that day. In the presence of God in this place tonight. I wish to God that He would give me the words, that He would somehow help me to express some type of transformation of a mind of a moment to create in you the type of anticipation that Moses had that day. I've come to this place to see God work. I want to see God forgive. I want to see God empower. I want to see God heal. I want to see God deliver. I want to see God empower somebody's life that has nearly given up, that is thrown in the towel. But you're here tonight. God is in this place. I've come to witness a demonstration of the power of God. I'm not here just to put in more time in a church service. I'm not here just to go through the motions of another men's conference. But I've walked into this house tonight with a faith that God is in this place. God is in this place. Would you say that with me? God is in this place. Would you convince yourself right now by saying it again? God, what I need more than anything is in this place. What I long for more than everything else is in this place. What I need to speak into my spirit tonight more than any other voice is in this place. God. Somebody ought to have a heart full of anticipation. Somebody ought to have a heart full of faith. An expectation in this place tonight. Somebody ought to be feeling what Moses felt around the witness of the burning bush in the presence of Almighty God. What is God going to do? Who's He going to touch next? How's He going to minister to me tonight? I anticipate something supernatural is in this place. Why don't you let your voice out? Why don't you let your voice out? The healer's in this house. The Savior's in this house. The Redeemer's in this house, the merciful one. The forgiver of our soul is in this house. Yes. Yes, somehow help us to understand that you're here, that you're waiting on your people, that you're looking and longing to do something in our lives. I know he's here. I can feel him. And if you can't feel him, he's made you some promises where two or three are gathered to gather in my name. There I am in the midst of you. I inhabit the praises of my people. He said, when my people get together believing, you've got me there with you. Sometimes we have low expectation and we think the same people are going to receive like they always do. There's one in that section. There's another in that section. But I tell you, it doesn't have to happen one at a time. I read where 10 lepers got healed. I read where 120 were filled with the Holy Ghost at the same time. I read where 5,000 received the miracle meal at the same time. He can sweep across this house right now. He can move in every section, in every pew, in every man right now. So I feel it. You feel that expectation. Come on, somebody's tapping in to that expectation, to that anticipation that God is in this place. And if God's here, I don't need anything else. I don't need anybody else. Come on, it didn't matter who the speakers were this week. God is going to do something greater than he's ever done. Because these are the days, this is the time, this is a special manifestation in this hour of his presence and his power. Maybe somebody wants to get out in the aisle. Maybe somebody wants to do like Moses. And because you're attracted by the presence of God, like Moses was to the bush, I've got to go see what it's about. I've got to go see something special, something supernatural. Somebody needs to get that river flowing. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. God is in this place. You ought to be more excited in the house of God than 1,000 burning bushes. Because you've got the presence of God here and you know him. Come on, if you'll let your voice out, God is going to fill this house with Holy Ghost power. If you'll let your voice out, God wants to speak through you. He wants to fill everything in this house with his spirit. Come on, get a replenishing, get a renewal, get a revival. Shalabasataya. Come on, that's it. Let me tell you, some of your breakthroughs right now are going to make a difference in your family. Your breakthrough is going to make a difference in your church. Your breakthrough is going to make a difference on the job. Your breakthrough is going to make a difference in ministry. Come on, that's it. Let that voice out. There's nothing like the voice of men. Oh! I wish some more men would fill in behind the men already in the altar. I wish you'd get out from where you are and come around that burning bush with anticipation, believing that God's going to supply, God's going to provide, God's going to lay something into my spirit, amen, that I've hungered for, that I need more than anything else. Yes! Hey, another bush. Come on, kick that dam down. Kick that blockade down. Whatever's stopping the flow, get it out of the way and get that river flowing in your soul. Yeah! Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I feel it in this house. I feel healing power. I feel healing power right now. Somebody lay hold with your anticipation in the name of Jesus. Come on, that's it. Come on, that's it. This may be a little uncomfortable. May be a little uncomfortable, but this is how it works. I want you to turn to your neighbor. You may not even know him, but I just want you to put your hand on their head. Would you do that on their forehead? It might be inconvenient and uncomfortable, but we're going to pray the prayer of faith for our brother. Where two get together and they agree on anything, God begins to move and he breaks through any barrier that's been trying to hold him back. Yeah. Thank you, brother, for praying for me. Thank you, brother, for binding together with me. The Holy Ghost is doing it. The Holy Ghost is doing it. Marriage trouble, you gotta go. Heart disease, you gotta go. Back trouble, you gotta go. Lung problems, you gotta go. Blood disease, you gotta go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is in this place.
Shalom, see you, Allah.